31. Clarity.
Clarity.
Midnight. The morgue. Maul had found his way down here after the last fight. No one had tried to engage him along the way. Something had changed in the handful of hours since he'd killed Rook. A fundamental shift in the polarity of Genpop itself. Now the other inmates, including the gang members and even the guards, stayed away from him completely. Not so much out of fear or respect as self-preservation, the way a herd of non-sentient life forms will keep their distance from one carrying a lethal infection. It was as if they sensed what Maul had done and how he'd marked himself for death. Not that he cared. If it got him closer to Radik, nothing else mattered. Now he knelt before the image on the holoprojector, lowering his head before the face of his master.
My lord, I have continued to endeavor. Enough!
Sidious cut him off mid-sentence, his tone barbed with thorns of irritation.
Why do you continue to try my patience, my apprentice? Why do you persist in humiliating yourself while making me wait for answers that you should have provided days ago?
Maul narrowed his eyes in an attempt to see more clearly. Through the makeshift holoprojector, Sidious was staring down at him from what felt like miles above. Distant yet formidable. A weight that he could not lift. The question, apparently, was not rhetorical.
I am trying, Master. The path is difficult.
You dare to make excuses?
Sidious's voice roared in his head.
After the years I have spent training you, honing your skills, preparing you for every eventuality, training you in the ways of survival, endurance, and attack, how long have you begged for an opportunity to play some role in the grand plan?
And I am grateful,
Maul told him.
My loyalty to you is beyond question. Pledged with my very life's blood.
Declarations of loyalty are worthless without victory.
Cruelty dripped from Sidious's words.
Abstractions do not interest me at this point. Time is short. Do you understand?
Yes, my master.
I wonder if you do, or if the time has come for me to find another apprentice more deserving of the honor.
Maul stiffened and rose.
No!
Then prove that you are worthy. Stop wasting my time with empty pledges of fidelity and complete the mission that you have been charged with.
Master, if I were only allowed to call upon the power of the dark side...
The thought snapped off unfinished. Maul felt an invisible hand clamp down over his throat, gripping the cartilage and cutting off the airway. Stumbling, he dropped back to his knees, to the coldness of the morgue floor.
You have been given everything you need and more. You enjoy untold physical advantages that these inferior combatants could only dream of. And you know very well the consequences of revealing your true abilities in the dark side, especially at this late stage. Many are watching. You are not the only one inside Coghive 7 searching for Radik.
Yes, my master.
Do not make me wait any longer. Find him now and make the appropriate arrangements.
Maul managed a single strangled nod of compliance, and at once the pressure disappeared. As suddenly as it had materialized, the hollow projector image flickered out, and the incorporeal vision of Sidious was gone, devoured by the void from which it had sprung. Maul fell to the floor and dropped his head, pressing his brow down against cold steel. Never had he experienced such urgency from the Dark Lord, such profound and overwhelming sense of purpose, driven by... what? Was there something else worrying his master, some danger to Lord Sidious himself that he had not shared with Maul? The idea made him uneasy, as it always did. He kept his head down, awaiting answers that would not come. He stayed that way for a long time, as the tension gathered in his core muscles, clenching his fists, tightening his jaw, drawing everything rigid. Red rage was already beginning to boil up from inside him. And, as always, he welcomed it, even as he drew clean breaths of air into his lungs. In the moments when everything else betrayed him, the rage was there. A lone companion. He lifted himself up and stood erect. His chest burned, his muscles ached, his head throbbed, and there was a low rattle in his lungs. Master, I dedicate myself to you. The hatchway slid open. Maul stepped through, and that was where they were waiting for him, just inside the open concourse. Caught utterly off guard, he scarcely had time to comprehend what was happening. What? A huge black and red explosion went off in front of his eyeballs, and he knew no more.